Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's Monday. There was, I don't know if there was anything outlandish that happened this weekend. I tried to boycott the news until Sunday, and I tried to take a little break on Fridays and Saturdays, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I just can't. I can't stay away from the news. It's not that I like it. It's that I need it to bring to you. Well, this is coming from WorldNet Daily. And this writer, and her name is, it's posted by Gina Loudon. Six reasons Hillary is dangerous. So I'm going to kind of hit on Hillary today. We notice that the polls go up and down and up and down and up and down. They made a big deal out of Trump with his conversation back and forth with Mr. Kahn, who was the gentleman who lost his son in combat. But that's not what he was angry about. He was angry about Trump not wanting to bring additional refugees and to be careful with the immigrants that we bring into this nation. And that upset him because he was and is an immigrant. I think he was probably the only one to mention the Constitution in the DNC, the Democrat National Convention. I could be wrong. I didn't watch every single speech. But in reality, there's more to Mr. Kahn than what we were led to believe. So once again, Trump took a hit for saying things he probably shouldn't have said, or at least not the way he said them. He needs to do a better job of picking his battles. And the battle is Hillary Clinton and the fact that she is dangerous, she's corrupt, she's a liar, she's bad for this nation. So I want to share this with you, and then I'm going to elaborate on some things in the past regarding Hillary Clinton. It says Hillary has proven over and over to the American people that she is solidly unfit to be president. The question is, when will people start believing the behavior that Hillary has proven over and over? I will now acknowledge, she says, that it is my personal observation that most politicians at the national level display some number of narcissistic traits. Narcissism is not necessarily dangerous unless other more organic and systemic traits are present. In fact, the argument can be made that some degree of narcissistic ability may be necessary to run on the national level. And I don't agree with that 100%, although I do think you have to have a type of personality that wants to be a leader and is confident. But you also have to be a personality that can admit mistakes and stand up and do the right thing. She goes on in this article, Hillary is in a separate category altogether, she says. Now, these are some points that she's making. She has risked national security and been instrumental in destabilizing the Middle East. She has lied under oath. She has colluded with enemies for personal gain through the Clinton Foundation. And she goes on to say, honestly, I cannot trust the American news media because they are in bed with the Clinton Foundation. And that's coming from Julian Assange. She has brutalized and bullied women her husband abused. She left heroes to die in Benghazi and then lied to the faces of the family's graveside to cover for the Islamic terrorists. And the list goes on. She says in this article that Hillary displays evidence of traumatic brain injury that could impair her decision-making as President of the United States. Hillary admits she has a brain that short-circuits, she said that over the weekend, and forgets, even when dealing with critical, sensitive material that is classified, this may have already cost lives. Now, I think she says these things, this is my opinion, Hillary, I think she says these things to try and smooth it over. Well, you know, we all forget. I just forgot. Then she claims that she and Chris Wallace just weren't on the same page. They were talking, you know, they were just passing each other in conversation. And she expects that you are dumb enough, stupid enough, gullible enough to believe her lies and then her cover-up for her lies. Senator Tom Cotton, I don't know if you saw his interview this weekend, but I thought it was really good yesterday. He says, this just goes to show how reckless and careless Hillary's decision has to put that kind of highly classified information on a private server, and I think her judgment is not suited to keep us this, in this country safe. Now, he's talking about how she had information on those emails and on the server that were unprotected, that were absolutely top secret emails. America has to ask herself this question. No matter how much we might like the optic of a woman for president, is that the kind of temperament we can afford in the White House in this precarious time in our history? When Hillary spokespersons were asked this weekend, they lied again about this and about the Comey report. Again and again, we hear lies. We hear lies about the lies. It's just about enough to make you dizzy. Well, they go on in this article, and they give example of her lying in the past. Remember when she said she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary, who didn't even ascend Mount Everest until well into her childhood? She said she was under fire in Bosnia, but she wasn't. Of course, that was all on camera. It was like, do you not know? Most notably, her lie that a video caused the Benghazi attacks seems unnecessary. These lies were unnecessary, yet she still told them. And that particular lie, the Benghazi lie, she said to the face of the mother of one of the dead. The only reason for that lie could be that she was trying to cover up or protect the Islamic terrorists. In this article, it goes on about what takes place when somebody is this consistent. You can call her a lot of things, but you best call her consistent because she's consistent in her lying. I don't think the woman has the truth in her. They're trying to point to a disorder, a personality disorder, or a mental disease. Well, she's apparently had this mental disease. I'm not going to accept this. She's apparently had this mental disease her entire life. We're going to go back through some history of Hillary Clinton. And I'm going to remind you of the many times that the Clintons were corrupt. The many times Hillary lied. Bill Clinton lied. They both lie. Are they both mentally ill? Or are they just corrupt? Is it a disease or is it a sin? Are they just willing to take everything you have as long as they get what they want? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome if you want to share anything about Hillary. That's what I'm talking about today. I'm going to go on to some other things later, but I want to remind you of Hillary's past. So her mental disease has been there all her life. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We will be right back. sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No BO deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right, Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm going to throw this out at you as we go back in to Hillary's past. This is coming from Ben Stein. Now, I've shared some things with you from Ben Stein before that I thought he put together pretty cleverly. But right now, Ben Stein is an anti-Trump guy. And he says, I don't know what to make of Mr. Trump. He has no plans except to wreck free trade. What did I say months and months and months ago? This was all about immigration and trade. The hate for Trump is all about that. This guy says free trade is a plus for most Americans. We toss it at our peril. How can we play for a big increase in military spending, which we need, without more taxes? I guess we'll print money like Venezuela. That's pretty much what we're doing, Ben. The results are not great, but that's where we're heading. Now, he says, we don't know enough about Trump, but he knows enough about Trump that he doesn't like Trump. Well, let's place where what we do know. Where what we do know? What kind of speech is that? Let's talk about what we do know with Hillary Clinton. We know she's consistently lying over these emails. We know that the DNC was caught fraud. And it's not just that their emails were fraudulent. Their emails were filthy. They claim to have this social correctness. And they love everyone. And they're not the racist, but anybody who's conservative is racist. Trump's a bigot and a racist because he wants to protect America and not bring immigrants into this nation that could cause more peril. He's a racist because he wants to build a wall and stop the infiltration of illegal immigrants. And you and I are bigots, and you and I are stupid. We're too stupid to fill the jobs for the legal immigrants, which Ted Cruz wanted to pass a bill. He wrote it, wanted to pass it to increase legal immigration by 500%, because we're not smart enough to do some of those jobs, and we need them to come in here and do those jobs. And then we're told, with a slap on the face, that the illegal immigrants are coming in here, and they're just the only jobs they're taking are the jobs you and I aren't willing to do. What does that leave us? What does that leave us? And who are we, America? We spend billions of dollars on education, and we're not smart enough, so we got to bring in immigrants. Got to give them all Visa cards, bring them in here, so they can do the smart jobs we're not good enough to do, we're not skilled to do. Okay, that's what we know about those who hate Trump. It has to do with trade, and it has to do with immigration, both legal and illegal. So what do we know about Hillary? We know that she lied about Benghazi. We know she's lied about the emails. We know that she stole the Democratic Convention nomination, from Bernie Sanders. Don't like Bernie Sanders, but she stole it, people. Now, everybody says she already had the delegates. It didn't really matter. Why did she already have the delegates? Why are the delegates set up as they are? Well, this article was written in 2013. Proof Hillary isn't fit to be president. And I'm thinking, how many scandals has this woman been involved in? Well, let's look at, do you remember the Whitewater scandal? This was a fraudulent land scheme masterminded by Hillary and key witness Jim McDougal, who also mysteriously died in prison, while Hillary was a partner of the Rose Law Firm, also the firm of Vince Foster and Webster's Hubble, who later moved to D.C. with the Clintons to infest the White House counsel's office with their legal expertise. Hubble was later indicted, tried, and convicted for tax fraud, and Foster turned up dead in Fort Marcy Park as he was a material witness for then-independent counsel Ken Starr's Whitewater criminal investigation. Do you remember Whitewater? And how many deaths followed that scandal? Do you remember the DNC speech by Joe Biden? Hillary knows, and Hillary is always there. So let's keep saying that. Hillary knows, and Hillary is always there. Travelgate was another scandal. To feather the nest of her friends, Harry and Sean Thomases, both Hollywood beautiful people, Hillary had the head of the White House travel office, Billy Dale, fired on trumped-up claims of tax irregularities and then put the Thomases in charge to personally reap the profits of their government travel business. Dale was ultimately cleared, but not after his life was virtually ruined. Hillary knows, and Hillary was there. Filegate. This patented Hillary scandal was first detected by the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee, which has been investigating the Clintons' Travelgate caper. What was learned is that more than 900 FBI files had been ordered up by a former bar bouncer, Craig Livingston, whom Hillary had hired to work in the White House counsel's office on the First Lady's orders and without proper legal jurisdiction. This gentleman that wrote this article says, I later filed a class action suit against the Clintons and other accomplices. The case went on for almost a decade and resulted in the uncovering of yet another Clinton scandal, Emailgate. where the Clintons had covered up and suppressed more than a million potentially incriminating emails that would have been produced to me, Ken Starr, and Congress over a variety of the duo's crimes. It was during this Filegate case that it was learned that President Clinton, on the advice of his top political advisors, James Carville, had illegally released Privacy Act-protected information from White House files, as she was also, White House files, to smear Kathleen Willey, a woman who was a material witness in the impeachment proceedings, as she was also sexually harassed by the philanderer-in-chief while working for him in the White House. This was the basis of Judge Lamberth's ruling that President Clinton had committed a crime. Hillary again was there, and Hillary again knows. Chinagate. Not to be outdone by her prior scandals, Hillary then masterminded a scheme whereby the Clinton-Gore presidential campaign of 1996 took bribes from communist Chinese banks and their government to bankroll the president's and the Democratic Party's re-election efforts when it appeared, due to their low standing in the polls, that all the stops needed to be pulled out. It was the lawsuit that I brought most against Secretary of Commerce Ron Brown, where at Hillary's instruction, he literally sold seats on Democratic trade missions to China and elsewhere, which principally uncovered this. And in 1996 and early 1997, the scandal was burgeoned to such a level that joint congressional hearings were impaneled, ultimately to be shut down when Democrats uncovered illegal fundraising by some Republicans. Both these parties, faced with mutual assured destruction, simply took an exit, stage left. However, I soldiered on with my lawsuit, and while I uncovered a lot about Bonnie and Clyde and their Chinese friends, this scandal ultimately took back seat to the Monica Lewinsky scandal, since the media preferred sex to foreign espionage and graft. Hillary and Bill were ironically saved by Monica, who became the lightning rod drawing attention away to what at that time was perhaps the biggest scandal, Chinagate, in American history. Hillary knows, and Hillary is always there. This article was written back in 2013 by Larry Klayman. I think you know that name. And yet another dead body is in the wake of Hillary Clinton scandal. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Maybe you don't know enough about Trump, but you know plenty about Hillary Clinton. If you're paying attention, you need to go back into your memory and know what you know. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our state
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been listing a little history lesson about Hillary Clinton and the scandals, and I'm going to keep those here in the studio so we can go back to them over and over and over again. Because the woman is corrupt. I don't believe it's a mental disease. I believe it's sin. I believe it's corruption. I think it's her personality. I don't believe she has the truth in her. And it may be yet another coincidence. And I'm going to go to the phones here in just a quick minute. But Sean Lucas was on the committee to investigate the DNC email fraud and voter fraud against manipulation against Bernie Sanders. Well, he's been found dead a few days ago. Young man, not an older man. This guy's young. Just another coincidence here, people. Nothing to look at. Please move on. We have Dave from New York. Dave, how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a Monday. It's a little cloudy out, but, you know, I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Last Friday when you were on and you were talking about Rules for Radicals, that's
yes.
a book, or was that?
Yes, it is a book. It is a book.
Hillary's thesis of some sort?
She wrote her thesis on this book, her college thesis on this book. And so did, and President Barack Obama also writes about this book in his books. But this was a book by Sal Alinsky, and it's called Rules for Radicals. And these are the 8 rules for create a complete social state. And those were what I've been reading off and on here the last several weeks.
And he dedicated the book to Lucifer?
Yes, he did. Did you watch the Republican convention at all?
A little bit.
Well, Ben Carson actually mentioned this. And he's the one that I found out. I'm going to have to get the book. If somebody has it and they want to send it to me, I'd take it as a gift. But in the back of the book, Sal Alinsky gives credit to Lucifer.
Yeah,
isn't that interesting?
The 6 reasons Hillary is dangerous.
Yes.
That was on, was it WorldNet Daily?
Yes, yes, WorldNet Daily.
Okay, and the last thing I want to say, your buddy out here in Albany, New York, Melody Burns.
Melody Cedarstrom. Melody Burns.
Yes. Out here in my neck of the woods, your old
Yeah,
friend.
Melody Burns, how's she doing?
You know, she's not like you. You're soft, unless you don't have to be. She's tough. She's tough all the time.
Yes, she is. She is. She and I would make a great pair.
We got to get you out here. If you could just do anything that Rules of Radicals, talk to her. If you can, I'll mention to her to get a hold of you and try
Absolutely.
To get a hold of her.
Absolutely. I've been meaning to talk to her anyway. She's just a great, great person. She's covered for me a few times.
Well, you've shared her airwaves out here, you know, as a guest on her show.
I did once, I think. Uh-huh.
Yes, and maybe twice.
Maybe once.
And that's when I wanted to hear you sing, but you're too humble, okay? Because you have a very beautiful voice.
Thank you.
But anyway, so I'm going to mention you to her today, and I'm going to try to talk to her.
Oh, absolutely. She and I need to get back together. But she's back on the air now, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm excited about that because she is a fighter. She is one tough gal. And I got to meet her when I went to Pennsylvania. And I got to meet her at it was a rally for the Second Amendment. But I have talked to her, and we have been on the air together, shared my airtime, shared her airtime. And I think you're right. I think I did it more than once because I came in here on Saturdays to be on her show a couple of times. So
yeah.
I need to get a hold of her. You do that for me. We'll see if we can't get back together here and do something.
Thank you very much, Beth.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We have Larry from Missouri.
Hi. I can't understand how come Hillary didn't get prosecuted on that Benghazi deal. She told him to stand down.
She did tell him to stand down.
I don't understand what's going on.
Well, what's going on, Larry, is corruption. What's going on is everybody's afraid of the Clintons. What's going on is, I believe there's a lot of people involved. So that's why she hasn't been indicted. Somebody has said or done something. I mean, the corruption goes so far, so wide, so high that's the reason. I'm going to let you go, Larry. You've been calling every day. I really appreciate your listening support. I want to move on. Now, I want you to understand, Hillary... You know Hillary is corrupt. Her lies didn't just start with Benghazi. She's been lying all her life. She claims to be the women's advocate. Yet, when she was still in a law firm, she defended a child rapist. Admitted that they got him off knowing he was guilty. And that 12-year-old girl, she went after her. Claimed that she liked older men. 12-year-old girl raped. And Hillary laughed about getting him off
knowing he was guilty. That's what lawyers do, right? If you wonder why we're in this mess we're in, why don't you look at the credentials of everybody you elect? They all seem to be lawyers. It's what they do, right? They make deals. They make deals to get child rapists off. They make deals with foreign countries. They make deals in D.C. Those D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. D.C. occupiers. I'm beginning to think the C stands for career politicians. Well, Cotton says, Senator Cotton in the article said, I mean in his interview yesterday, said that Hillary's emails were reckless. And she even had an email in there that excluded, that talked about the execution of the Iran scientist. She knew what was in those emails, my friends. And if she didn't know, then that makes her even more unfit, if that's even possible, to be commander-in-chief. She did not take her job seriously, and she did not care what happened with any of these emails or where they went or who saw them. Or she knew exactly what she was doing, and that's why she's lying. He said they didn't indict her because they couldn't prove intent. The fact that she is lying over and over and over again is intent to hide some kind of information from the American people. And I am livid at Comey. They did not do their job, and I'm certain they were told not to do their job. But now that she's come out with this Chris Wallace interview and others, and continues to say, she doesn't say that she didn't lie. She says that that Director Comey said she was truthful. Now, if that doesn't make you spit your coffee out laughing, I don't know what will. Did you hear that? Now, they're talking about her lies. Well, I'm concerned about her hearing because she tells Chris Wallace. Now, what I heard was that Comey, Director Comey, said that I was truthful. And I told the American people exactly the same thing that I told everyone. Oh, yeah, she did. She lied consistently. I wouldn't put truthful in there, but she's consistently a liar. Consistently. Persistent. And she's corrupt. Remember, you know Hillary. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you. David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each, shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 650.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. You know, I go through all these articles, and I know there's no way we could cover all this news. But when I read all the past, and I've been looking for this because I need my mind reminded, too, about all the details of the things. Do you remember the vehicle that was found with all the papers in it at some junkyard? And I believe that was in Arkansas. Do you remember that? I wanted to kind of get back on all the things that we do know about Hillary. But I'm going to go to Lee. We have a couple callers. I'm going to go to Lee from Illinois. Lee, how are you today?
Hillary.
Lee, are you there? Okay, we're having trouble with Lee's phone. All right, we're going to... You talk to him a little bit while we're on break there. I mean, while I'm talking to Regina from Pennsylvania. Regina, how are you today?
Oh, I just want to say, Beth, you're doing a wonderful job, but please can we get off of Bernie Sanders, because the man, as long as they get socialist pre-education, they'll just go to the Green Party. They'll do whatever they need, and the man is campaigning for her, from what I understand.
He is. He sold out. Now, but, I don't like Bernie Sanders.
There.
I don't like anything he stands for, but he had a following. He had a following, and they got taken to.
Well, why wouldn't you have a following? A bunch of people want free stuff, you know?
Well,
aren't you sick of that?
And, you know, a lot of them, I really think, are so, and I don't mean uneducated as far as their education, but they're not informed about what this United States is really supposed to be.
And that's why this trade deal, you know, i.e., I agree with you about Trump, trade deal, i.e., Trump, trade deal.
I think that's why they hate him.
Pardon me?
I think that's why they hate him.
Well, I don't know the big picture, but I want to read something. And I wondered if you consider maybe getting Bob Barr on there if you can, and I'll give the information to your screener. What I have, I got this little book called Hillary Rodham Clinton, History of Scandal, Corruption, and Cronyism, Liberty Guard. And one of the statements here that really hit me, because it's pertinent to what she's done as a Secretary of State, International Business Times, 20 countries that donated substantial money to the Clinton Foundation were approved by the State Department to receive $1.6 billion in weapons from the United States. Remember, Bob Barr fought these people. He needs their prayers. I don't agree with everything with Bob Barr, but, you know, basically, the other thing about the China Gate, the Clinton administration granted waivers to Loyal Space and American high-tech companies to sell missile guidance systems technology to China. We all remember that. But these little weebies going around wanting free education, they don't know anything about it.
Well, that's kind of good. And they, you know, do you remember the, I liked musicals. Do you remember the musical, I've lost the name of it. Anyway, the music, West Side Story, and they start out and they're doing the little dance, you know. But anyway, they've got a song in there. Everything's free in America for a small fee in America. There isn't anything free. You and I know that,
and
Regina. Somebody's
right.
going to pay for it.
I'll tell you what, the wake-up young people know that, and they're tired of having to deal with
They're inheriting our mess.
Right.
And they need to wake up and realize there ain't
I wanted to finish this because I get distracted. You know that. Okay. It says guidance technology in China in exchange for at least $5 million in donations to the 1996 Clinton-Gore election effort. The technology allowed China's nuclear missile program to leap 10 years forward almost instantly. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg received the death penalty for selling American atomic bomb secrets to the Soviet Union, but the Clintons got away with China Gate.
They get away with everything, yes.
So, you know, we're not going to wait for the FBI director. Do you want me to leave this info with your screener?
Yes,
and maybe
because I have another caller to go to. I want you to do that, and I'm about out of time, and I really appreciate your words, Regina.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. We're going to go to Roy from Illinois. Roy, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann.
Real quickly, what's on your mind, sir?
It's been a while, but I agree with you on everything you say about Clintons and the Obamas. Doggone it. They'll always say, well, the American people. No, that's not the American people. But then we are in trouble, and we're seeing our nation slip gradually more and more into down the drain. We keep you in our prayers all the time.
I just wish
this liberal press would wake up to some of the truth. I wish Trump would use a little more tact in some of the stuff he comes out with, because they just take that, whatever he says, and goes with it. But Bethan, we keep you guys in our prayers all the time, and thank God somebody's talking.
I mean that
with all my heart.
Thank you.
Okay, Beth?
Thank you very much, Roy. I appreciate that.
Bye.
Regina has a book she's going to, and wants me to have Bob Barr on. This has been my gut feeling from the very beginning with the email scandals. There's more to the emails than Benghazi. As bad as that is, there's more to them than that. And the Clintons are getting away with everything because we're allowing it. Make those phone calls. Make some noise like in Whoville. Every single one of us has got to make some noise. My caller from New York said that I'm the gentle soul and Melody gets mad. Melody is a wonderful person, Melody Burns. And we are Mutt and Jeff sometimes. But we both get angry. We're both parents. We're both working. We're both fighting. We're both struggling. Regina, you need to call back to the 800 number because you got cut off when we were switching calls. So I have in my hand here yet another article of another Republican who is not going to vote for Trump, but adamant she's going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And this is Meg Whitman. And she is the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, or was. And guess what her reasoning is? Trade. And you need, Roy, I thank you so much for praying for me. And I know I have listeners that absolutely hate Donald Trump. Maybe he means what he says, and maybe he doesn't mean what he says. But all I know is that he's going after immigration, and he's going after trade, and they are all going after him. We need to get smart, America. We need to share our knowledge of Clinton's past. Because like Joe Biden said, she knows and she's always there. She's in the middle or at the beginning of every single corruption, and people line up dead behind her or in prison. Yet she doesn't go to prison. The polls go up, the polls go down. And I have something interesting that I just found just before I went on the air. George P. Bush, who's the son of Jeb Bush, is encouraging the Republicans, the faithful GOP people, to support Donald Trump. How are them apples? Because he says in this, and I'll share more of it tomorrow, we've lost our way. People, we're not. Don't listen to the polls. Don't listen to what the mainstream media is telling you, or some of them on Fox. Trust your gut. What does your gut tell you? We've got an outsider, Donald Trump. He may have started out as a joke, but it's no joke now. And we got the only option we've got left is Hillary Clinton, who you do know is corrupt. She thinks nothing about lying to you. She thinks nothing about taking women down if it suits her purpose. Well, our purpose is to come together and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order 4 and get the 5th one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.